super hostile yesterday, man. That fucking game fucking just... You were just in a bad way, bro.
Well, it didn't help that when we were playing Rocket League, you... You pissed me off, man.
What did I do?
Did a lot of, like, ramming into me with your car and we're on the ramming. Same team. And just knocking...
Sergio had to say the word ramming because, like...
Ramming. Yeah. It just felt like it needed a repetition.
Sergio would ram his chicken to the wall at all times, but his nose hits first.
Not really. Huh. Nope. I have several people that would actually.
I don't want to.
Right, get one of them on the horn.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into this.
We're not gonna get into this.
Let's make a live call.
Oh my fucking god. The Top Spot Podcast. Kyle, Sergio, and Scott. We rate a topic every fucking week.
That's it.
Best one wins, which is usually me. Sergio's gonna be the worst one, as always. Kyle will come in a fucking strong second. And that's about it, man.
There is no winner. There's only
a winner. I'm always the winner.
But we are the only ones like rating our shit. I mean, we can't just decide who wins here.
Yeah, we can.
We have to have other people that listen to
three
this.
Three of us. We vote. There's three of us.
No, we don't vote because last week everybody was like, no, mine's the best. No, mine is the best. We sound like little fucking kids.
We decided yours was the worst. So that's really all that matters. We decide who the worst is, really. So that's all that matters to me. I don't want to be the worst. Yours is always going to be the worst.
That's always a given because you guys are always just like boycotting against me. That's fine.
That's not true. You just say a lot of stupid stuff.
No.
Yeah, pick something fucking better.
I have a lot of faith in him today, though.
That's in your opinion.
I do have some faith in Sergio today because he knows sports.
Actually, you know what? He's going to say something that's not even applicable to the person he picks.
Yeah, our topic this week is who is the most overrated NFL quarterback, right? Sergio's going to pick fucking Serena Williams just to piss me off.
No, yeah. Not even that. He's going to go, he's going to pick Tom Brady and go, well, he's overrated because he had a good system in New England, and then he went to a good team in Tampa Bay.
How is that over? What?
You're going to say something so stupid that just to piss everybody off, Sergio.
I'm already mad. That's the
problem.
You guys are mad because you guys have live sad lives. that's the bottom line. You guys live and you're always mad. So the fact of the matter that you guys believe that I'm going to say something dumb just to piss you off, that's just fucking sad.
Have you been doing it on purpose the last few weeks or
no? This is truly
Did you not tell us last week that you are intentionally tanking your fucking vote every week?
No.
You did say that because you said it's more entertaining.
Yeah, you said it's more entertaining for you to say something stupid.
That is not true.
What'd you say?
Everything I've said, everything I've picked has been 100% my belief.
So you just have terrible taste.
The fact that you guys don't like my picks doesn't mean that they're bad. It's just like different stuff. And you guys suck at it too.
Because the last two shows, or actually the last three shows, we've picked the best. Like, what is the best? And Sergio, you were the worst every time.
Yeah, I mean, the
this
fact
time we're picking the worst.
Again, the fact that you are louder than me doesn't make you the fact that you picked up the best one. You're just fucking loud because you're old, and I get it. Dude, you have to yell. That is your thing. That's cool, man. You have nobody else around you, nobody else to talk to, no dog, nobody else. You have
Who's
to yell it out.
Fucking dog. Are you just bouncing your crazy fucking stupid ideas off the dog now? Crazy thoughts like, Ellie, hey, what do you think about this fucking Backstreet voice, right? And you're just fucking singing it to her in your terrible, terrible voice.
And she starts barking, you know? And you're like, oh,
so
winner.
Hold on. Now I have a terrible singing voice, too. This is the guy that when we were playing Call of Duty, he was like, oh, man, that voice is nice. A terrible voice.
I think you have one of the best singing voices of all time.
That was Ryan, not Scott. I know you're confused. No, I'll back Mexicans, it up. But
that was Ryan. Scott. That was kind
of. Ryan might be Italian or fucking Ecuadorian for all I know.
I just want to back it up. Sergio is a beautiful singer, and I think he should be doing Broadway or opera, maybe. Like, you know, when they go high pitched in opera.
I'm gonna
the soprano? No.
I think it's
the octave.
I'm just gonna buy myself a leotard and go out in the streets and start singing for fucking tips.
Please
for tits?
For tits too. Tips and tits.
Well,
that's the way to do it, right? In the middle of the street.
I cannot
wait. You guys want me to go first?
I cannot wait to hear what you come up with. Please go first.
All right, Sergio.
I'm gonna go first. All right.
Most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
Most overrated quarterback in the NFL. I think this is a somewhat of a controversial pick.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, because again, I mean, overrated meaning that people fucking love him. They think he's the greatest. I mean, he's a great quarterback, but in reality, he sucks, and he was never good.
Can I guess who it is?
Oh, go ahead.
You're gonna say Eli Manning?
Nope.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Close, but no.
And then it must be Joe Flacco.
Nope. Close, but no.
Damn.
Wow.
All right.
Well, actually, it's not close to Joe Flacco at all. It's very close to Eli Manning. It's gonna be his dad, Archie Manning.
Oh, Archie Manning.
Archie Manning.
he dug deep for Archie Manning.
Yeah, Archie Manning. And I'm gonna give you this motherfucker was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 88, right? Mm-hmm. Played 14 seasons, played a total of 139 games, has a record of 35-101.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not great.
14 years in the NFL, he threw for 24,000 yards, and he was sacked 40 times, at least 40 times, 4 years. Two of those in a row.
Two in a row. All right. I also pulled up his numbers. I'm looking at this here. And for his career, he threw 125 touchdowns. That's over 151 games. So he's averaging less than a touchdown a game there.
Yeah. 173 interceptions.
So he had more interceptions.
He had a complete. He was completing 55%. That is horrible. And this guy is sharing a spot in the Hall of Fame with guys like, for example, there's quarterbacks. No, hold on. Well, before I get into that, if you don't have, it's my belief that you don't have to have a winning record to be a great quarterback. I 35-101. That's so bad. But then again, there is a defense, and if your defense just sucks and you can't win a game, that's one thing. Now, Dan Marino didn't win shit, but his fucking numbers are off the charts. He broke every single record possible. That's why he's a great quarterback. Archie Manning is in the same fucking level as that guy in the Hall of Fame, and he won 35 games in 14 fucking years. That's almost 2.5 games a season.
Here, I think this is more fascinating. Ready? In 1982, he had 0 wins. In 1983, he had 0 wins. In 1984, he had 0 wins.
Ooh.
And this guy is in the Hall of Fame. He was inducted here because he retired 84. So as soon as his first time he was eligible, he was voted in. Are you fucking kidding me? And now everybody thinks like, oh my God, he's so great because both his sons, both his youngest sons are fucking. They were so good. Peyton was an amazing quarterback, and Eli, even though he's an idiot, he still won 2 Super Bowls. This guy didn't even play a fucking playoff game. That guy went into November, you're like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to the beach.
I'm going to the beach. I don't need to win any games this year.
I'm not disagreeing with Sergio. I'm not saying he's a terrible quarterback. I've never heard that he was rated very highly. I did know he was in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think people think he's like just a fantastic quarterback just because he probably made it in the Hall of Fame because of his philanthropy work.
I think the fact that he's in the Hall of Fame makes
sense. That's the whole point.
I agree that he's definitely overrated. Do I think he's the most overrated? Probably not. You got the mouth breathing kids.
I'm going to give you a different stat right now.
All right.
I'm hoping I'm not taking one of your picks.
Oh God! Here we go.
Hold on. Sam Bradford.
Ah, oh, you son of a bitch.
Won 34 games. 34 and 48. So he has a better winning record, better completion. He had 20,000 yards in fucking 7 years in the league. So you're telling me that he should be in the Hall of Fame too?
Let me go find a backup real quick. I fucking hate you, Sergio.
I mean, hey, we talked about overrated, not bust. You clearly stated that earlier, and just Sam Bradford is just a bust. It's not.
Oh, he's both. He was overrated at the time.
I mean,
everyone wanted a piece of Sammy B. So I guess we're gonna jump right into mine then. No break in the conversation. Yeah, so
Sergio's marked Sergio down with an actual decent submission this week.
Decent. That's gonna be the. Well, actually, it was between two. I'm not gonna say the other one because I'm gonna let you guys. I already took Kyle's anyway.
We'll do our concession ones at the end there.
And I think my other one was still really good. We're very, very close second.
We have a few minutes to fill now, Sergio. So why don't you tell us some zany hijinks that you got into recently?
I ordered food earlier today. Again.
Oh God, it's always about ordering food.
Oh, dude. But now this guy has delivered to my house several times now, so he knows where to go. So he pulled up front, and I ordered a sandwich, like egg and ham and shit sandwich, and a smoothie.
So, is this for breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast, like fucking 10 o'clock in the morning. So the guy gets here, he honks, I walk out, and he hands me the paper bag. It's like one of those brown paper bags with the food inside. It's stapled, right? So I can't look inside. He gives me the bag, and then he hands me the smoothie, and he's like, and I'm about to turn around to come into the house, and he's like, wait, I got to give you your straw. I'm like, okay, cool. Hand over the straw, homie. I need it. So he goes back into his little bag and is looking for the straw. And he's taking like, this is 20 seconds have passed. He can't find the damn straw. I was like, if you didn't grab one, it's cool. Let me just walk away without being a dick.
I can drink this straw at this point.
And the guy looks at me. He's like, it's in the bag, isn't it? I'm like, what? You fucking yelling at me right now? And I was like, I don't know. The bag is closed.
So he's like, saying the straw is in the stapled bag, like you're supposed to know, yeah, like you can see know. Through the bag, like yeah, Superman. Like
as soon as I touch the bag, I should know all the contents in the bag.
Well, could you feel the straw? I feel like you could feel a straw.
No, I mean I didn't grab it like that. I just grabbed it for like I put my hand and he put it on top of my hand. I was just holding it like a fucking like a plate, yeah, like that, like a waiter, like a waiter. I wasn't grabbing it there.
All right, so
completely horizontal,
dude. I was ready to throw my smoothie at his face. I was like, "You piece of shit, fuck out of here!"
There must be a full moon or something because I actually agree with Sergio's frustration here. Like the guy stopped him. It's like, yeah, exactly. Hey, I need to give you your straw because I forgot to give you one. And he's like,
Sergio was already walking back in the house.
Motherfucker,
Sergio was halfway through the door, and the guy calls him back.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicken sandwich.
No, it was a chicken sandwich. It was egg, ham, and bacon sandwich. It was nice, actually.
Egg and bacon. That's a good combo.
I did ask like 10 o'clock in the morning. Oh. I did ask for no mayo, and there was a little mayo in it, which I was like, you know what? I'm just going to eat it.
On an egg sandwich?
Yeah, they put like a little mayo on the bread.
You got to put mayo on an egg sandwich.
No, you
I've
don't.
Never had mayo on an egg
you
sandwich.
You don't have to. I don't know why.
Well, the yolk acts as the mayo when it breaks in the sandwich.
He's got a point.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? I'm a culinary expert. I've watched so many shows of Bobby Flay.
Went to culinary school. Certified. You know, stamp on
you
it.
Can get certified like Bobby Flay, though.
Fuck Bobby Flay. Fuck him.
You don't have a show like Bobby Flay.
Is that Bobby Flay?
Bobby Flay. Fuck that guy and his crazy eyebrows. He looks ridiculous.
I've never heard of you hating anyone as much as you hate Bobby Flay.
I know, and I mean, the funny thing is,
as far as celebrity chefs go, I hate him more than anybody.
It's nuts,
I thought you said you hated Guy Fieri more than anybody
no,
else.
No, I love Guy Fieri. What are you talking about? He's a fucking national treasure.
You think he's better than Bobby Flay, really?
Every day of the week.
Hold on.
I don't know about that, Scott.
Hold on, yeah, I mean, he has a show beat Bobby Flay and nobody beats him. I mean, what else can you say about this?
They come on the show.
It's amazing.
They come on the show and they say, yeah, so this recipe was only made by one guy in Brazil 7,000 years ago, and I'm the only person that knows the recipe. And Bobby Flay goes, okay, I think I could do that, and he fucking beats him.
And then what does he do? The fucking competition's probably rigged, right? Because he's got his buddies judging it. And then he probably fucking steals the fucking guy's recipe and puts it on one of his shitty restaurant menus. But like, oh, now we have fucking Cubanos on our fucking appetizer menu.
Well, they should,
a fucking dick.
But hold on. But I mean, the judges are supposed to don't know who made the food. They just get the plates and they don't know who belongs to who.
According to who?
That's the rules. They're the rules.
Yeah, the rules. Everything I see on TV is real. Okay,
obviously. I forgot. I was watching reality TV, which actually means real reality.
Yeah, you think they're editing this stuff out? No, man. The camera never stops. It's like Big Brother.
What was I fucking thinking?
Always rolling.
Just like Big Brother. No, I don't. I think Bobby Flay doesn't make the Mount Rushmore of celebrity chefs.
You have a Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll get into that later at a different date.
Yeah. I don't think we're gonna ever get to the most favorite chef.
I think this would be a good topic for a different week.
Yes, I agree.
You really know that enough about cooking and culinary competition, Sergio?
I know enough. And just so you know, not every chef that's famous or that one of some of the best chefs in the world are American or speak only English.
Yeah,
let's keep that in mind.
I know.
Let's keep that in mind.
The best chef of all time, in my opinion, does not. He barely speaks English, but he does.
Yeah, a bit. Best chef in the world is my mom. That's its bottom line.
We're talking about celebrity chefs.
Yeah, I didn't realize your mom was a celebrity chef.
Best tostadas ever had.
You go there twice a week for the tostadas.
Oh, twice a week for the mole and the enchiladas.
Lined out with his fucking seven sisters out the front door, just waiting in line.
Seven? I only have one sister, more.
Oh, I didn't know. I assumed.
I figured you had like 16 brothers, like 12 sisters.
Why?
97 nephews.
I wish I had 16 brothers and sisters. That would be fun.
Why?
Because it's fun.
I have two brothers. It was a pain in the fucking dick growing up.
But you're a dick.
We're all assholes. Yeah, we were all assholes, and like we're still all assholes, and we have to see each other next month, and it's gonna be a fucking rough time because we're all childish people.
Didn't you see them like last week?
I saw my older brother last week.
Did he bully you? Is that why you're in such a bad mood?
No, it's just like
did he give you a swirly?
How many? Do you have any brothers, Sergio?
I do not. I only have a sister.
So, Kyle, you have a brother?
A younger brother.
Right. Okay. So, but like me and my older brother, we're 13 months apart, and we act like
basically twins.
12 years old every time we're around each other, and then when my younger brother,
you're how old right now?
37.
They're not 37.
37 years old.
Here we go again.
Like a trick him right there. Let's give it a say. Oh yeah, 46.
37, and super young. Super young. And then, we're childish people. And, like, that, like, much childishness, especially when my younger brother's going to be in town from Texas, my mom's going to probably try to kill all three of us.
Dude, that would be nice. Can I go? Just watch the
camera? I mean, there'll be a video, I'm sure.
Goes right to Twitch for a live stream.
She's going to post it on her MySpace. Hi, Mom. I hope you're listening.
She's writing down notes.
One of our many subscribers.
She's like, oh, I got to remember this for next month. This is nice.
I'm going to get my ass kicked. It's going to be fun. All right, Kyle, let's hear your shitty pick, even though we already know what it is.
Are you guys ready for this?
Hold on, before you do this, did I really take your pick?
Yeah, you did.
I don't think he's overrated, but all right, go ahead.
Why don't you think he's overrated? Sam Bradford.
Because he was a bust. Being overrated and a bust are two different things. Being overrated, I think that people believe that you're really, really good, but you just put up shit numbers and you're shit, really.
I mean, his numbers were better than Archie Manning's. So.
Exactly. That's why Archie Manning is overrated. Way overrated. Yeah,
but I mean, it's a, what was he, 56%? He was only a 65% completion percentage, well, Sam 60, Bradford.
65 is actually very decent.
I mean, it's all right.
Because even
so, how are you calling him a bust then?
A bust because he got after Stafford, he got the highest rookie contract ever possible before they started.
That's why he's not only a bust, he's also overrated.
Because this dude, I think he got like 70 some million for like 2 years or 3 years or something.
He made a total of 130 million. And his highest season earning was 27 mil.
Yes, that's even like even higher than Drew Brees. Drew Brees was like,
that's
like
what
22.
I'm saying. This guy is not just a bust; he is overrated as hell.
It's a good argument.
You don't pay
Kyle.
A guy. You don't pay a guy that much money if you don't rate him highly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And this dude never made a Pro Bowl. He never made a first team, an all pro team. He never went to the. I don't think he went to the playoffs zero times. Zero, right? Zero.
I think he went with the Vikings, but he wasn't starting.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Well, he actually went to the playoffs.
I don't even see that he had playoff stats.
Where did he play college at? OU or some shit like that?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I remember Sam Bradford, and I didn't think he was that great coming out of college, and everybody's like, oh, he's the truth. I don't think he was like – I just didn't think he was that great. I mean, he had a great team, though. He had great receivers, great O-line, fucking all that.
Sam Bradford in college was if you look at only his college career, you'd be like, oh, dude, this guy's going to be the best.
But he was like, he wasn't a big guy. And like, I thought that the guy was just going to get destroyed when he hit the NFL.
I'm going to look up his college stats.
Yeah, but he was just so accurate in college. Maybe it was the receivers, maybe it was something else, but he was just so accurate.
I think it's part of it that he had a lot of weapons.
So, and his offense was putting up at least 50 points a game. Like, every single game, he was beating the shit out of everybody. That's why Sam Bradford was so good. It's like, kind of like, you know, I'm not going to say another name because then I'll fucking take Scott's pick. But, yeah, you're like the other guy. I mean, it was extremely good. And then, I mean, he got to the NFL and he sucked.
I have a feeling.
I know who it is. I know who Sergio's talking about, but he's talking about a bust, not someone that's overrated. Actually, both. He's talking about both. It's another one.
I'm telling you right now, mine is not a bust, but you guys are going to hate mine probably.
Oh, that's nice.
It's probably not overrated then.
So, yeah, I'm looking at Bradford's college stats, and he was a 67.6% completionist, but he didn't throw any picks really.
Yeah, there you go.
See, yeah. He was 36 and 8, 36 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And his first year, second year was 50 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So, I mean, he was pretty good in college.
He was
pretty
really good.
But, like, yeah, but he had a lot of weapons, too. Like, their receiving core was nasty back then. So, I don't know.
That's,
I agree that he is also overrated. So, both your picks are decent.
Yeah, I mean, I just think of Sam Bradford. That guy's, I never think highly of him. I just think he's shit.
I don't have enough memory of him in the NFL to like be like, oh yeah, because like I'm thinking of like guys who are like still playing now or recently.
I just remember Sam Bradford getting dry humped all the time when he was on the Rams, just getting
like David
thrown Moore. Around.
It's funny because when you look at video of Sam Bradford in the NFL, you can see him and he's like a little kid with a big ass helmet. And he's like, oh man, this guy's gonna get destroyed. You see Haloti Ngata just fucking just dropping on him. Just dropping on him and just breaking maybe.
Because he was like, what? He was not even, he was barely 6 foot, if anything. Like, how tall was that?
Yeah, he's not a tall dude.
Sam Bradford is the height of.
Maybe 5'11? Maybe 6 foot, yeah.
Maybe 6 foot.
6'4.
What?
It makes him taller than Tim Tebow. It's
what?
He's taller than Tim Tebow, Mark Sanchez, and Case Keenum.
Damn.
Tebow would have been a great, great pick.
By the way, that is a great that is a great lineup. Mark Sanchez, Case Keenum.
I don't know why it says. So you type in Sam Bradford height into Google, and it says people also search for Tim Tebow, Mark Sanchez, and Case Keenum. Like, why?
Oh God! What a lineup! I would go see that Pro Bowl.
Any one of those would have fit in perfect with this topic.
Yeah, what a fucking crew.
Except for maybe Case Keenum because that guy was the fucking...
Nobody rated that guy higher than ever.
That's
shit.
That's something... In Case Keenum in Houston was, the shit.
Yeah. But it was also Conference USA, so like he can't really.
But he broke Matt Ryan's record of most passengers in the season. I think it was like 6,000 or
touchdowns. It was like most touchdowns in a single game. Too. It was like 8 touchdowns or some bullshit.
Yeah, Matt Ryan broke the record for most yards in the season.
Yeah,
and then Case Keenum came back and beat him by like 500 yards or something like that.
I can't. Dang, Case is nice. Matt Stafford is 6'4". Or not Stafford. What the fuck is this guy's name?
Sam Bradford.
I don't even know the fucking guy's name.
All right, we're going to do this now. 27 tallest quarterbacks ever played in the NFL.
Jesus, why are we doing
Who's this? Your guess for number
one? Oh, I'm going to go Sean with Mark Bradley. Brunell.
Sean Bradley? the basketball player?
Yeah. Did he play in the NFL?
I'm going to go Michael Vick or Mark Brunell.
Tallest?
Yeah, Michael Vick
wasn't that tall.
Like 6'6", maybe?
No.
I don't remember him being that tall.
Maybe even Big Ben. He's like 6'8".
Big Ben so far is not on this list. I'm going through it pretty quick.
Yeah, Michael Vick 6 foot, bro.
6 foot? No, it's not. He's not.
You know Justin Herbert's 6'6"?
That sounds about right.
Does it? He doesn't look that big. He looks tiny on TV.
Nick Foles is 6'6"? I thought Sam Bradford was 5'4". I'm going to be completely honest. I thought he was 5'4".
Big Ben's not even in like the top 27.
Herbert doesn't look tall because he fucking shaved his hair. He cut his hair and looks like a fucking 4-year-old.
Look like Anakin from episode 1 of Star Wars. There's a kid flying that freaking spaceship, that pod racer around. Matt Schaub is also 6'6".
Yeah, Matt Schaub was pretty big.
Why do these people not look that big? Anyways, number one is someone I've never heard of. His name is Dan McGuire. He was born in 1967, played college at San Diego State. He was a first-round draft pick in the Seahawks in 91, and he was 6'8". He is the tallest quarterback to ever play in the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sam Bradford, that guy's trash.
Yeah, I'm going to send you this picture real quick. NFL,
and I thought he was supposed to be pretty good, but I guess he's trash. Sergio, yours is trash too.
What?
No, I'm not saying pick is trash. I'm just saying Archie Manning's trash. But yeah, mine's still going to win.
Can you guys take a look at the picture I just sent you to see the tallest football player and look at him?
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Christ.
he's got like a foot on that guy trying to take him down.
It looks like a Greg Oden height. Look at the defensive end next to me. He's like, his head is on his chest.
He's barely up at his waist.
It looks like he's
a little kid trying to. He's playing keeper with a little kid.
Look at his hand. He's like he's throwing a marble.
Yeah, that's that guy's ginormous.
He's a tall guy.
That's ridiculous.
All right, so we've had two outstanding picks so far. Mine the clear-cut winner already. So, Scott, I want you to enlighten us all on what your pick is.
I'm going to preface this with it's a little personal because I hate him as a person, too. So, my pick.
Wait. He's got to hate somebody. It's going to be Tony Romo.
It's going to be
I actually like Tony Romo.
Yeah, Tony Romo's a great announcer, but I thought you'd hate him as a football player.
Oh, yeah. Tony Romo, fucking a strong fart would have broken his back in a game. Like that guy
snapped his spine in half.
I'm going to say he's going to fuck. I think Scott's going to say John Elway.
Philip Rivers.
Nope. So, my pick for the most overrated NFL quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. Eat my fucking dick. He's the worst.
I don't think he's overrated, man. He's won 4 Super Bowls.
He's won good. 2. Yeah, he's won 2 Super Bowls, not 4. He's never won an MVP. He's never been an All-Pro first or second team. 30% of that dude's wins are against the Bengals and the Browns.
I mean, that's a good argument because the Bengals and the Browns are trash for the last 700 years.
Super injury prone. That dude's hurt all the fucking time.
Let's see. But he's gone to 6 Pro Bowls, 2 Super Bowl champions.
You know who's been to more Pro Bowls? You know who's been to more Pro Bowls than Ben Roethlisberger? Philip Rivers. If you give Philip Rivers good. The same team as Ben, he would have the exact same fucking trophies and fucking all that. He had the same amount of Super Bowls.
Well, right, but I mean, you're comparing Philip Rivers to
Ben Roethlisberger.
But Philip Rivers is a like Dan Marino type of quarterback. He has all the stats. He just never won shit.
Okay. Also, when he did win the Super Bowl in 2006, let me just give you some stats here. He was 9 for 21 passing. He had 123 yards of offense, 2 interceptions, and a 22.6 passer rating. The lowest in Super Bowl history.
Is that when they played the Cardinals?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, the defense won that game pretty much.
But
I'm just saying,
how the Cardinals do on offense?
He's had much better, by the way. Kurt Warner was a beast. I had Kurt Warner in his numbers too. Dude, that guy throws a fucking shitty 2-yard pass to Antonio Brown when he was still on the team and not beating up women. And then he runs it in for a 98-yard touchdown.
That's a 100-yard pass right there.
Shovel pass. The fucking. That's it. Ben Roethlisberger's overrated. He was big. He was kind of mobile, and that was about it.
Well, he's getting old. I mean, he's not going to be more of the same.
2006, bro.
Yeah, 15 years ago. That was 15 years ago.
When he was that old. He wasn't that old, and he was still trash.
But he's never been a mobile quarterback.
Never been an MVP. 30% of his wins, Browns and Bengals. What are you talking about? Other teams play better teams. The guys you've picked have played better teams and have won against better teams than Ben Roethlisberger.
Not Arch Manning. He didn't win shit.
And okay, that's also true. But he also was playing when they were barely putting the football on television. Like, it was still in black and white.
In the 70s?
The quarterback threw the ball twice a game.
Yeah. It was all running game back then.
They wore those leather helmets.
That's not true, because if he didn't throw the ball as much, he wouldn't have 180 interceptions.
Wow.
All right, so hold on. Big Ben has a record of 156 and 74. Yep. So he wins twice as much.
Right. He's been in the league for like fucking 40 years too.
Yeah. 60,000 passing yards. 396 touchdowns, 201 interceptions.
A lot of that has to do with his weapons, his receivers, Hines Ward, like Antonio Brown. Like, those guys gave him all of his stats. Like,
don't forget Santonio Holmes.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't even that great. He overthrew the ball all the time, and you'd see Hines Ward having to jump up and touch it with his fingertips all the time. Antonio Brown was a fucking crazy beast of an athlete who had to catch his shitty passes.
I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't think he's overrated. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think he's exactly what he needs to be.
He was on one of those teams that I would hate when the Bears would have to go play them in Pittsburgh. I was like, oh, shit, Big Ben's going to run it up. He's going to run for 70 tough yards. He's just a big man plowing through people.
He's a giant person.
He's going to throw 3-4 touchdowns.
Puts his big, dumb fucking hand in front of him and just knocking dudes down.
And, I mean, his stats are – he threw 5,100 yards 3 years ago.
Once again,
usually throws about 4,000 yards a year, except for his early years.
Lowest passer rating in Super Bowl history.
What did you say that rating was? Because I just looked it up, and I didn't get the same number you did.
It's Super Bowl 40. It might not
have been Cardinals. 40.
Yeah, but you're judging him on one game.
Super Bowl 43 was Kurt Warner, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
Seahawks.
Yeah. You're judging him on one game, though. That's you can't say something's overrated for one game.
The most important game. That's what I'm judging on. The most important game. The one he won.
Hasselbeck threw for double the amount of yards, and their team lost. So I don't know what the point you're trying to make is.
That's what I'm saying, because he wasn't the guy to bring them over the top. He's not the fucking – he's supposed to be the leader of the team, the leader of the offense. He couldn't fucking – it had to be all defense. Running back. How many running yards? Who was on that fucking team? Was it Jerome Bettis?
Jerome Bettis? Yeah, the bus. The bus was coming through.
And I haven't even gotten to the reason why I actually hate this guy.
Hold on. If you're gonna rate Ben for being shit.
You gotta land that T a little bit better. Like, the way you're saying it sounds like if you're gonna rape men, You gotta, well, I mean, this is, he'll do that to you.
Yeah, I know. It's not Thursday yet, so we know tomorrow is your day. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So if you're gonna rate Big Ben on the fact that he played shitty one game, so you're telling me that
the most important game. It's not just one game, Sergio. It's not one game of the season. It's the most important game.
So what's this quarterback for the Chiefs? I forgot his name. God damn it.
For the Chiefs right now? Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes. So you're saying Mahomes is also overrated?
He sucked last year.
Dude, it did suck last year, but
he did terrible in the Super Bowl. He played like shit, but he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Well, let's look at Mahomes' Super Bowl stats. Can we do that? Can we pull that up, Kyle?
Well, he didn't
pull it up on the old Super Bowl stats. Yeah, can you pull it up on the fucking mega computer? Let's look at Mahomes' Super Bowl stats.
First Buccaneers. Let's see.
What you're saying, Mahomes, it was one game, but it's still the most important game of the season. And you're going to play like a
through class. For 270 yards, two interceptions, no touchdowns.
So more than double, of Roethlisberger.
Yeah, but he didn't move the offense like you said. He was overthrowing all his receivers when he usually hits them. He played like shit. Yeah, bottom line, he played terribly
in the most important game of the season.
Exactly. So now you're saying that Big Ben did this 15 years ago, and you're just that was enough for you.
Super Bowl 43, his numbers weren't that great either. So I'm just saying. And they weren't great. 21 for 30?
That's fine.
I mean, he still won two Super Bowls. I don't think it's a
one touchdown, one interception. And for the main reason why I hate this fucking guy, the raping. The raping.
Wasn't he acquitted?
No. He fucking paid her off. He didn't get acquitted. He fucking dropped the charges because he fucking settled out of court.
Oh, so there you go. There you go. So
it's fine.
Technically, he was never charged. So
he was twice accused. I didn't remember that. I thought he was only once.
I think he was once accused. Two different 17-year-olds.
Oh, and look at this. Stormy Daniels says she was terrified of Big Ben.
Well,
I don't remember seeing that story.
That's a new one for me. I've never heard that one. I think he's overrated.
Let me read you the first line of this article here. Stormy Daniels, in her new tell-all book, says she was terrified by Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger after Donald Trump introduced the two at a nightclub in 2006.
Oh, he's hanging out with Trump? Yeah, he's a fucking rapist.
Big Ben and Trump are hanging out in a nightclub in 06. Wow. With Stormy Daniels.
Let me give you some more numbers here just to kind of solidify. He's had two Hall of Fame coaches, a Hall of Fame owner, a great general manager.
Well, hold on. Before you continue, being in the Hall of Fame means shit after Archie Manning went in. So,
okay,
if that guy can make it in there, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We're talking about modern football where they didn't wear leather helmets.
Well, he was.
How old is Archie?
They weren't wearing leather helmets. I mean, Archie Manning did something. Archie Manning did something. I think he was the best. Most passengers in the NFC or player of the year for the NFC won in 82, I think, or 81. But that was like his only achievement. That was
in the playoff before his second Super Bowl, in all three playoff wins, he never threw more than one touchdown pass in any game. Like, what do you mean? It was shit fucking year for all of the NFL, and they just happened to be less shitty than everybody else. And he's not the person
All right, I'm going to give you this comparison here. With this defense that the Steelers had that they basically won games on.
The Steeler curtain?
And remember the Bears, they went to the Super Bowl in 05.
Oh, yes, yeah. I do.
So we're just going to take
the original RG3. Original RG3.
And that's where I'm getting to my point. So with the great defense the Bears had in that 05-06 season, and if some would say they were handcuffed in the Super Bowl by having a quarterback that shouldn't have been there because he was hot dog shit water.
Who was it?
Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman.
Oh, Rex Grossman. That's
Rex
right.
Rex Grossman the third.
So you're telling me if you would have swapped out Rex Grossman for what you say is the overrated Ben Roethlisberger, you think those Bears would have lost in the Super Bowl?
Number one, how long was Rex Grossman on the team after they went to the Super Bowl? Like two more years, maybe?
Yeah.
They got rid of him. Shit.
But I'm just saying, if you had a Ben Roethlisberger quality of quarterback on that Bears defense team instead of Rex Grossman, do they win a Super Bowl? I say 100% yes.
I don't think so.
I say yes.
Because you don't have the same receivers. You don't have the same receivers.
It's a defense. You just need a game manager.
Yeah, okay, it was defense. Okay, let's call defenses equal at that point, right? But Rex Grossman didn't have badass receivers. Roethlisberger did that could catch anything. So that's the difference maker. So it's not Roethlisberger. It's the receivers. Plus, his O-line was fucking tits. So he had a lot of fucking time to throw that ball with his fucking concrete feet.
Yeah, but again, I mean, you're saying that the receivers did all for him, but I mean, you could compare the same thing with Carter and Moss when they were in the Vikings. They were fucking two of the best receivers were playing together.
But wouldn't you say Tom Brady's success is because of his receivers last year in the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady's not the size of Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady runs like a 15-12-40. What do you mean?
That's fine.
You've seen the fucking combine tape. What do you mean?
I think Big Ben is faster than Tom Brady.
I think I guarantee he is. But Tom Brady's way more accurate. He's played with way like shittier receivers and brought them up. Every quarterback that's played behind Tom Brady has gone to a different team. Is probably and has been.
I was talking about last year's team when he won the Super Bowl. He had Gronk and Godwin. You know, Evans. Like he just got stacked with receivers last year. So did he only win the Super Bowl because
he's also 100 years old?
Like, what does that mean? Who cares?
You gotta stack him. You gotta stack him. I'm talking about in the height of this dude's. When was the last time Roethlisberger went to a Super Bowl? I don't even know what year it was. Like he's been.
Well, yeah, it's been a while, but I mean,
they're usually in the playoffs every year.
But he's still won twice. Yeah. I just think that the fact that they win the Super Bowl, even though you're overrated, you're kinda not.
No.
So what about Eli Manning?
I mean, again, he's overrated. I think he is, but not quite.
Joe Flacco
because
overrated.
Because they actually won. Because even though their career was shit, they actually made it all the way down. And actually,
but it could have been okay. That always goes back to the term: any given Sunday, any team can win.
And right, and
that,
and
that's an exact example of them winning that Super Bowl 40, because he was dog shit. And the rest of his team, he could have stayed on the bench, and they could have had the guy who drives the golf cart. Drives the fucking injured players off in the golf cart, throw the ball, and they would have won. They probably would have had better fucking offense.
They get the beer guy working the home team end zone.
Hey, you in the fucking hat. You come down here and you throw this fucking ball because this guy's dog shit. And
put
they
would
have 200 yards of offense.
Yeah, put them Cracker Jacks down, boy, and get in the field.
Yeah, boy.
You cannot tell me that guy's not fucking overrated. You can't. Not with those fucking numbers.
He's rated just fine.
Games. Yeah, I don't think he's overrated. I think
fine. That guy's going to
he's rated just fine.
With the worst football performance in history.
It's fine.
He
still
but he won. He won twice. Even Joe Flacco.
His team won, and they fucking drug him off the ground. Hey, man, come on! You gotta drink this beer out of this goddamn Lombardi Trophy.
So let's say this. Let's say this.
Not the Stanley Cup.
Like for example, Eli Manning is, I think, is overrated as well. But he still won twice, and he even beat the Patriots, who were perfect. They were 17 or 18-0, and he fucked them up. He won this. He beat them in the Super Bowl. He fucked up the perfect season, right?
I don't know if he fucked them up. He fucked up their perfect season, yes. But like,
yeah, he fucked up their perfect season. They won the game. It was luck. You can call it luck with that fucking helmet catch or whatever you want to call it.
I do want to call it luck with that fucking helmet catch.
Even Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco made it to the Super Bowl because the Niners cornerback couldn't fucking field the ball. And what's-his-face just caught it and ran into the end zone.
Yeah, and so he's a perfect example of
fucking billion-dollar contract the next year, too.
And yeah, It was, 3 seconds on the clock? There was, 3 seconds left on the clock. He just throws a bomb, went, 60 yards. And the guy just caught it. Again, it's luck. But the fact of the matter is that he actually won. He went to the Super Bowl, Joe Flacco, and was destroying the Niners. And then they kind of came back, but still won the game.
You know who I was also considering saying? This one might be a little controversial, because he's also in the Hall of Fame.
Don't name it.
Jim Kelly.
Oh, God. Ooh. Terrible, dude.
Who goes to 4 Super Bowls and doesn't win a single one in a row?
Even worse.
That's on the team, though. That's a lot on the fact.
That's 4 Super Bowls in a row.
It's not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick. I want to call our Bill's friend. I want to call him and tell him, Joe Kelly sucks.
Yeah. Chip Kelly is terrible. My other pick was Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
Yeah. Joe Namath. Namath's up there. But then again, he won a Super Bowl.
But he had style, man. He had the fucking.
That's the whole thing. He had style. He was like a. He was like the peaches guy.
I'll take Joe Namath all day.
God, he was terrible.
He was terrible, dude. Horrible. And he the funny he was famous because when they went to the Super Bowl, he called it. He's like, "We're gonna win," and they ended up winning 16-9. He threw for like 100 yards. No touchdowns. He didn't do shit in that game.
Told you we were gonna fucking win.
Exactly. 16-9.
Did the same thing. I think Robinson called his shot. The same thing. Yeah. What was the score? Yeah,
I never looked up Namath's stats, but holy shit, dude, he was awful.
Garbage. I think that guy was just a celebrity. There was the name. Namath is amazing. And he like Scott said, he had style, man. People just liked him. And he's in the Hall of Fame.
Ben Roethlisberger looks like the bobblehead of a child molester. Like, that fucking guy is the worst.
I always thought he looked like a really somehow more out of shape version of Will Ferrell.
Yeah, yeah, that's also like Will Ferrell with Down syndrome.
Will Ferrell isn't even like an athlete, and I think he's in better shape than Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm not high on Ben Roethlisberger. I never have been. I've always thought he was overrated. I thought he was an asshole, and he raped them chicks.
I have to disagree with you, man. I don't think he's overrated. I think he's rated exactly where it needs to be.
He deserves to go to the fucking Hall of Fame. He has two Super Bowls. That should be
again. Archie Manning is in there. Joe Namath.
I understand.
That means I could take a snap and be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
After one snap.
I'm saying I don't think Archie Manning should be in the fucking Hall of Fame either.
I think Manning has the worst record ever. I didn't even look this up, but I think he might have the worst starting quarterback record. All time.
Worst QB record in Hall of Fame. Ready for this?
I think it's gotta be him. There's nobody else can play 14 seasons, go 3 seasons without a single win, and still make it to the fucking Hall of Fame. This is insane.
Well, that's white privilege.
Of course it is. He wasn't a big hype until Peyton came out, and Peyton was just a fucking beast. And he wasn't even a beast in his first 2 to 3 years. He was a beast like after that.
There was I can't remember what the joke was about Peyton Manning. It's like he looks like a football player that evolved to never have to wear a helmet.
I just want to say this guy said the worst quarterback in the Hall of Fame is Warren Moon.
Ooh, Houston Texans or Houston Oilers, Warren Moon.
The Oilers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I can't find who's the worst quarterback is. But this one says Troy Aikman and 16 others who don't belong in the Hall of Fame. Maybe I can get to number one on here real quick.
Aikman?
Yeah, Troy.
Yeah, Aikman sucks, dude.
You know what the worst thing is? I think Tony Romo is going to actually be inducted like very soon.
Put him in as a broadcaster.
Tony Romo, is even though he was an okay quarterback, he was shit.
I don't think he'll get in. He's definitely not first ballot for sure.
But he's going to get in.
He'll get in.
Yeah, he's gonna get
20 years from now.
He's gonna get in just like Namath. Like, doesn't deserve it, but he was like a celebrity, so throw him in.
Yeah,
you notice if you look up most of these overrated quarterbacks, like half of them are broadcasters or do like the Fox pregame.
Yeah. What's his name? Esiason, Boomer Esiason.
He's terrible.
He was garbage with the Bengals. Was it Bengals?
Ron Jaworski.
I think that guy's got. I think that guy's on the spectrum. To be honest with you.
But yeah, but that's the whole thing. I mean, when he's broadcasting and when he's in the fucking deal with these other guys, they're like, "Hey, Boomer, remember those days?" He's like, "Yeah, man, it was great." It's like, dude, you sucked. You fucking sucked ass.
Tony Romo, don't they induct broadcasters in the NFL Hall of Fame? I think he'll get in that way. I don't think he'll get in as a quarterback.
I think he will because Tony Romo is the kind of guy everybody used to say that he was the kind of guy that if he was driving on the freeway and you were fucking had a flat tire, he would stop and change the tire. That people when that story came up, people was like, "Oh my god, Tony Romo deserves everything. He's the best. There's no guy like Tony Romo ever again."
That's a story you could hear Joe Buck telling 8 times a game. Like, "Yeah, Joe, I agree. Nice guy."
I mean, Joe Buck used to call his games every week when on Fox. I think after the game he would blow him afterwards and fucking go home happy.
That sounds about accurate about Joe Buck. I think he was blowing a lot of the quarterbacks, especially and baseball players in New York.
And Derek Jeter?
A lot of Yankees. Yeah. blowing a lot of Yankees back then.
A lot of gift baskets Jeter giving out.
So, and fucking greased up bananas.
Greased up bananas. I'm not going to ask where the grease came from or why.
Yeah, I think Sergio's probably got the strongest pick. I'm going to be honest.
That's okay, I do.
I think mine's more personal just because I hate that fucking guy. I'd probably fight him. And it probably
you get a little twitch bite him.
Yeah, I just don't like him. I think I just don't like him. I got a story about it, but I'm going to tell you off air.
And he raped you?
No. But
he tried to rape you? Oh, yeah, I think he did. Fuck, I think he did.
Guy. You think Red Ross, you don't think you can do better than me?
I think you went to Qualcomm Stadium once. They played the Chargers. You went to Qualcomm Stadium. You were trying to get his autograph. And he was like, never please. And he just reached out and grabbed your nuts and walked away. And you were like, never fuck once. This guy.
I've never once.
I actually think this happened at a Bobby Flay restaurant. And it also. It's also the reason he hates Bobby Flay.
Yes, that's why he hates Bobby Flay and Ben. Because, they were eating together at the same restaurant.
Bobby Flay's restaurant.
I wish I was cooking at that restaurant and I would have poisoned them both.
You can't do that.
I would poison them both.
You can't say that. I think now you have to go to jail. That's like the rule.
No, because it's not reality. Just saying, but I would.
Well, that's what a threat is. It's not reality. Is what some
now Big Ben's going to listen.
No, a threat is I'm going to poison them. I am going to poison Bobby Filet and Ben Raplesberger.
Now he's gone and done it.
He just walked right into this one.
I'm waiting for the FBI to show up today, right now.
They're going to show up to where you live. It's too ghetto.
There's ladies and gentlemen, there. We've got him.
We've got him. I'm just saying, yeah, fuck those two guys. Sergio, yours is probably the strongest pick. Kyle's probably a little bit stronger than mine. I hate Ben Roethlisberger. I'll take the fucking L on this one just because I don't give a fuck. Fuck that guy. I hate him.
All right, I'll take another win. That works for me.
I think Sergio gets it. Yeah, I think Sergio gets
Archie Manning is the worst.
Archie Manning is pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know those stats because I never watched football when Archie Manning was playing because I wasn't fucking born yet. So
me neither. Well, you were.
I didn't know.
No, you were born. You were just too young.
I didn't even know. When was he playing?
In the 70s and early 80s.
I was not born in the 70s.
You're like 69 years old, dude.
Oh, God damn it. I'm 37.
You're not 37.
I'm turning 30. You're right. Say it enough. I'm turning 37 on Tuesday. Thank you.
If you say a lie enough, you start to believe it.
Exactly.
Turning 37 on Tuesday. So thank you for the
birthday. It's crazy because he turned 39 like 2 years ago. It's crazy. It's nuts.
It never happened. I don't remember that happening ever.
Anywho, you were just too young to acknowledge football at that point, but you were born.
Well, obviously it wasn't a big impact on my life if he only threw for 14 yards in his entire career. So.
You didn't have an Archie Manning jersey?
I didn't know these stats about him, so I had no frame of reference of how bad he actually was. I didn't even know he was in the fucking Hall of Fame, to be honest with you. I barely knew he was Peyton's daddy. So, fuck that guy. Sergio wins.
All right. I mean,
I actually didn't know about Archie Manning until Peyton got into the league. And then I was like, oh, his dad was a quarterback. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, maybe this guy is going to be good. So I looked him up and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this guy's, they're fucking praising this guy who was little, he could have literally just jumped straight from high school and would have the same stats he had. And he had not had to go to college.
Well, isn't there three brothers too? Isn't there like a fucking Johnny fucking Manning?
Or he's a Cooper. Like
No, yeah, so, there's like, an older
life insurance or something.
No, there's an older guy, but I think he couldn't play football or something like that.
He's paralyzed.
No,
oh, there you go.
No,
yeah, he is. He was playing football, but he couldn't do it for some medical reasons, and then he got into real estate.
He has spiral stenosis. Stenosis.
There you go. What's
the narrowing of the spinal canal?
There you go. What Scott has.
But he
smokes too much weed, so he can just walk around.
He said if he would have got hit wrong,
I forgot he would have been paralyzed. A doctor,
He's a dog, yeah. And then Cooper Manning, the one we're talking about, who has the thing. His son Arch Manning is supposed to be the next big thing.
His son's name is Arch.
Just Arch.
Arch. Oh God,
I'm sure it's short for Archibald.
He's the number one ranked pro style quarterback in the class of 2023.
Yeah, he's supposed to go to Clemson, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's committed. Did he already commit?
No, I think that's what the rumor was.
I'm going to say that Jamarcus Russell and Brian Leaf both had those stats in college, and that didn't pan out well.
Didn't Jamarcus Russell play for Notre Dame?
No.
He played for...
I don't remember.
That was Notre Dame. I might be wrong.
LSU.
LSU.
Oh, I'm going to throw out my third and last pick.
All right, let's hear it real quick.
Oh,
this
will be
good. Dan Pouts. Dan Pouts. He's like the exactly. So Dan Pouts is like the most.
That doesn't make him overrated. Then you're already wrong.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck he is. I don't.
Dan Pouts is like he played for the Chargers. He's like the most recognized. But he's one of the considered to be one of the best ever. Like not in the top 10, but he's in the list. He's still in the Hall of Fame. He never won shit.
How long is the fucking list?
7,000 names.
Yeah, if he's in the top 7,000, one of the best.
How many people in the Hall of Fame? Allegedly the best ever. Right?
Okay.
I don't want to talk about this. Yeah, I don't know Dan Fouts.
I don't know.
I think you only know who he is because he played for the Chargers.
Well, I wasn't alive when he was playing, but again,
that's the only reason you know because they talk about him. Oh, remember Dan Fouts?
They praise him like
22 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns in 1955.
He played.
Is that how the announcers in San Diego sound?
73 to 87.
Oh yeah, I don't know this guy. Why don't I know Dan Fouts?
86
and 600 years ago.
86 and 84 record. 58% completions.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's great. Anyways, let's wrap it up. I win again.
Nope.
Haven't lost yet.
Unfortunately, you have lost. I'm taking the L.
Never will lose ever.
I'll take the L because mine was more personal than anything. But
You know what? I'm going to say I've never lost. How about that?
I've never lost. I want to say, you know who's shit? Archie Manning is shit.
Archie Manning is shit.
Archie Manning is shit.
I hope he listens to this. And I hope
And I hope his grandson, Arch Manning, is also shit because he's carrying his name somewhat of his
Archibald.
Name.
Archibald.
That's a nice name. All right. Next week, I'm going to win again. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy your L's this week.
We're gonna come up with a nice topic for next week.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. But Kyle didn't win. Sergio wins. I get maybe second place. It's a tie between me and Kyle. Other than that, you guys have a great fucking week. We'll talk to you next time.
On that note, Sergio, have you ever used Twitter.com?
Who?
It's called Twitter. It's like saying things without using your voice and reading them on the internet.
Why do you sound like that?
I was asking if you ever used Twitter, so I could say you should follow the Top Spot Podcast on Twitter, at Top Spot Podcast. That is at Top Spot Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, make sure you send us an email if you have any suggestions. TopSpotPodcast@gmail.com. Peace out.
Girl Scout.